I promised earlier this morning that we'd be talking to the University of the Third Age. Well, what do you get when you cross passion for music with passion for teaching? You end up getting Alan Tompkins, ukulele tutor at the Caboolture University of the Third Age. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Rosemary. Great to be here.
It is lovely to have you here. Now, Alan, you've been in several bands over the years. What drew you in particular to the ukulele, and how did you end up teaching at the Caboolture U3A?
Okay. All the bands that I've been in over the years, I've always been a bass player, and you can't really do anything on your own if you're a bass player. And so I was actually on a cruise, and there was a ukulele group on there, and they seemed to be having fun, so I joined in. And then later on I moved into a village up here, and they also had a ukulele group, but it folded. And then I met someone at the U3A Expo, and they said, we don't have one anymore, so I put my hand up, and there we are.
Well done. Look, what's the most rewarding moment that you've had teaching the ukulele, and is there a particular student breakthrough that still makes you smile?
There is, and it's not just one student, it's all the students. They start off, they are thinking about playing. They're thinking about where the hands are and whatnot. And then at some point they suddenly realise they're not thinking, they're just playing. And that's just wonderful to see. And they really progress much faster after they get to that stage. It's great.
Now, for somebody who's never picked up a ukulele before, and you're looking at one, Alan, what would you say to convince them it was, you know, it's really worth a try, and especially comparing it with other instruments?
Okay. The thing about the ukulele for me is it's very cheap. The one that I play, and I've tried lots, was about $100. And easy to carry around. And so if you're starting to, if you want to learn something, clearly the best way to start is with something that you can afford. And if you're not going to go on with it, you don't want to waste a lot of money. The other thing I like about ukulele is that every ukulele group I've been involved with, everybody helps each other. It's a very friendly group. And so if you need a bit of a hand or you need some help, someone will always help you. And I really like that.
That sounds great. And to me, it's almost when you see ukulele playing, you want to smile for whatever reason, or I certainly do anyway.
Yeah. Hey? And it's very popular. There are groups all over the place and they're huge.
Now, Alan, if somebody's listening thinking, I'd love to try the ukulele, but I'm a little bit worried I might be too old or I might not have enough musical experience, what would you tell them about the classes at U3A?
Well, the ukulele classes at U3A, which are probably the ones I can talk about, they're pretty relaxed. What we do basically is we have an overhead projector, we put songs up, I send out a list beforehand so people can practice if they wish, play through those songs. But I always include some challenge songs so that there's some aspect of the playing, maybe the strumming or different chords and things, that I just try and stretch them a little bit here and there. And from term four, I'll be adding a half-hour teaching component for those who really do need help.
A little bit. And there would be quite a few of us that would do that, Alan.
There are
some,
yes.
And that's not to be ashamed of, is it?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
The other good thing about a ukulele is if you don't play it well, it's still okay to play it okay.
Okay. I'd be a strummer, I think, not a bass player. Now, look, apart from it being great for the brain, our brain health as adults, playing music releases dopamine that's a feel-good neurological transmitter, and it just makes us happy and joyful. Now, I just said that a little while ago, that when you see a ukulele player, you almost feel that way. So what are we waiting for? Don't worry, be happy and learn the ukulele. Alan Tompkins from Caboolture U3A, keeping our community connected. And you can listen to this podcast again on the 1015fm.com.au. Thank you, Alan, for coming in and chatting with us this morning, and you keep playing that ukulele.
Thanks, Rosemary.